Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, According to Your Faith. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Faith is very important to our God. In fact, without it, didn't say it was challenging. It is impossible to please Him without it. We haven't emphasized faith enough. But that's changing around here. At Faith Life Church. Because there's a whole generation that's come up now that hadn't heard things that we heard 20 and 30 years ago. And then there's a lot of folks that heard it, that forgot it, let it slip, and none of us have arrived at all the faith you could have and need. None of us. If you think you have, you really are deceived. Faith is one of the most wonderful things you could ever know about. It is the way you live. It is the way you walk. It is the victory that overcomes the world. It's how you please God. And the Bible emphasizes it greatly. Religion does not. Because the enemy knows. If you get full of faith and start acting in faith, it's just going to mess up his playhouse. It's going to destroy yokes and remove burdens. You're going to break out. You're going to get loose. You're going to get free. Your neighbors and co-workers are going to see how blessed you are, and they're going to want some of it too, and then their family's going to want some of it, and this thing could just get out of hand. And the thing that would cause that to happen is not more knowledge just of the power of God, not more knowledge just of the will of God, not more knowledge about grace. Did Jesus say, according to grace? No. According to God's power? No. According to my will? No. According to what? No. According to your faith. Yes. Hallelujah. Yeah. The enemy's scared of this. Yes. He wants to keep this under wraps. Yes. He wants to keep people in the dark, keep people confused about it. But too late. Yes. We're getting it, and we're going to get it a whole lot more. Glory to God. We're going to walk on the water. We're going to move mountains. Come on, are you with me? We're going to speak. It's going to come to pass. We're going to lay hold of and receive. And all of it's going to please God. It's going to please God. Don't you want to please God? There's no other way. If you really want to please God, then you're really interested in faith. He upbraided them with their unbelief and hardness of heart. Because what? They didn't believe them that had seen Him after He was risen. Now this is the greatest miracle in the history of the world. Amen. Jesus has raised from the dead. And the first time He sees them, the first thing they get into is faith. Right? He could have been talking about the marvels of resurrection. Right? How amazing it is that a few hours ago His body was laying stiff and cold in the tomb. And they're looking at Him right now. But that's not what He's talking about. What's He talking about? And upbraiding them. Why? Because they knew better. They could have done better. He's upbraiding them. Because they wouldn't believe it. It's not true that they couldn't believe it. They wouldn't believe it. They were unpersuadable. Wow. And Hebrews calls this evil. Evil unbelief. We'd just say bad. We don't use the word evil so much. Evil is in the scriptures is opposite of good. Today we usually say good and bad. Unbelief is bad. How many would agree with that? The Lord says it is. The Word of God says unbelief is bad. Faith is good. Faith pleases God. Unbelief irritates God. True or not? Is this the only time that you see Jesus correcting people for their unbelief? Why'd you doubt? Where's your faith?
That's right?
Why so little faith? Religion has gotten away from that. Churchianity has gotten away from that. But Jesus never changed. Right? And He's not saying that to hurt us or to put us down. It's because unbelief will hurt us. Unbelief will rob us. Keep us out of the blessing. He didn't want that. Why would it be true that without faith it's impossible to please Him? He's a father. A father, a mother can't be happy if they're multi-billionaires and got all this ability and their children are in dire need and they can't help them. What would bless a parent? To be able to do everything that they want to do for their child so the child is free and happy and blessed. No parent ever loved their child more than our Father loves us. All love came from Him. So that's why you can't please Him unless His will is being done in your life. And it's not going to be done unless we believe Him. So without faith, you can't please Him. Would you make God happy?
Amen.
Believe Him and let Him bless you. It makes Him happy. Any parents, do you know that's true? If your child will do the right thing and let you help them and let you bless them, does it make you happy when they're doing good? All their needs are met and they're free. Well, He's our Father. Thanks be to God. He upbraided them with their unbelief and hardness of heart because they didn't believe Him. They didn't believe those that had seen Him. Verse 15. And He said to them, go you into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Yeah. Let me insert a little something, and I hope they do better about believing it than you did. That's just Keith Moore paraphrase. But was He irritated with them?
Yeah.
Upbraid is not a commendation. Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. And if it's the will of God, they'll be saved. If it's not the will of God, they'll be condemned. Why am I saying this? Many Christians, evangelicals they call us, we believe it's not up to the will of God who gets born again and who doesn't. We believe God's not willing that any should perish. That it is His will for everybody of the 7 billion people on the planet to be born again and know Him and miss hell and go to heaven, be a part of God's family forever. Do we believe it or not? And so we believe that all who are alive are not waiting on God to be born again.
Right.
And that they will be born again according to their faith.
Amen.
Not according to the will of God, because it is the will of God.
Right.
Not according to the power of God, because He's already done everything that needs to happen.
Yes.
Right? And His Spirit is ready to cause the new birth to become a reality in them. And yet, even though many evangelical Christians believe that, When it comes to other things, they changed. They changed. Well, now healing's not that way. Being filled with the Spirit's not that way. Getting your needs met's not that way. You know, being healed's not that way. Well, why isn't it? What changed? Why wouldn't you receive everything in redemption the same way that you received the first part of it? Why wouldn't you receive it the same way? If it's not God's will, if it hasn't been provided, you can't get it. But what grace has provided, faith must possess. What grace has given, faith must receive or take. And the lie, the deception that has been perpetuated now for generations in the church is that we're just waiting on Him. And it's just up to Him. And we can pray and ask Him, if it be thy will. Well, we wouldn't let somebody come to the altar and get away with that. Is that right? To come to get born again? And they say, God, if it be thy will, let me be born again. If not, thy will be done. What would we tell them? No. It is the will of God. Well, the same Bible, the same gospel, talking about the gospel. Gospel is the good news of what Jesus has done. Jesus took our sins. Same Bible said He took our sicknesses. Bore our sicknesses. Carried our pains. By His stripes we're healed. Same Bible said the chastisement of our peace was on Him. Is that right? Same Bible said He was made poor so that we could be made rich. Same Bible. Same Bible. Why doesn't that reveal the will of God? Just like He was made sin for us, reveals the will of God. See, the devil has tricked people. And it's a false humility. All I just want, it's all up to God, whatever God wants. You wouldn't say that about the new birth. You wouldn't say it about that. The will of God is revealed in the Word of God. The good news, that's why it's such good news. I don't have to wonder if God wants me saved anymore. I don't have to wonder if He wants me helped. That's the good news. We were lost. We were without hope. But Jesus came and took our place and was made sin with our sin, made sickness with our sickness, was made poor with our poverty. True or not? True or not?
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, According to Your Faith, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 3rd, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.